Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy. Special guest, Brother Paul Wiedemann.
You see, there's a battle going on. Good angels and bad angels. Amen. Now, well, how about you? How about you? Well, people wonder, say something. You know, I was in this situation one time, and I'll tell you about it. It concerns Ephesians 6, 10 through 17, like Brother Joe was reading. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers." They're powerful. It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Donnie, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And you know, as I was witnessing years ago, might have been about 12 years ago or so, out witnessing the love of Jesus. And we had this fellow and I, nice young Christian man, and we're out witnessing. Been out there about 2.5 hours on Saturday, and two ladies were on the porch, and we went up and ministered the gospel to them, and they said they did good things. They said we're a member of the church. They said they signed a membership roll. They'd been baptized. I said, you've ever been saved? They said, no. So they got saved that day. Did you hear what I just said? Amen. They got saved that day. And I walked. I was about 50. I left the door. Came down the porch. I left about that door. I guess I got about 20 feet. And the Lord spoke and said, you're not through. I said, that's not you, Lord. I'm tired. It can't be you. The guy said, I told Blake beside me, I said, Blake, the Lord just told me to go back. He said, I got to go home to my wife. He said, we've been out here. It's hot out here. We've been out here all day. I said, we got to go back. He said, they're already saved. I said, we got to go back. The Lord told me to go back. He said, what did he tell you to do? He said, he told me to teach them about spiritual warfare, the things that are unseen. And I said, I got to go back and do it. They just got saved, and I got to tell them they got an enemy that they can't see that's behind people. And so I got up there, and I did this. I said to them, now I don't know why I did this, but God knows. You take the first step, then he takes you everything. He didn't tell me everything or I wouldn't have gone. Listen to this. I got up there, and I said, ladies, I'm sorry. I said, the Spirit of God told me to come back and teach you just a little bit about what's going on. And for some reason, I said, can we go in your house? And do you have a Bible? Went in there. And they had a coffee table about this high. And I said, do you have a Bible? They said, yeah. And it was underneath the coffee table. You remember those big family Bibles? About like that. That's what they had. And I turned to Ephesians chapter 6. And I said, we need to learn this. And they looked kind of a little different when I said that. We got to learn about spiritual warfare. And I said, I started with verse 10. I said, be strong in the Lord. And in the power, they just got saved. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Mm-hmm. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And put on the full armor of God that you may withstand the schemes, the tricks of the enemy. Then I started on verse 12. I said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And I heard something. There was a wall, about like that, coffee table there. When you go in, it's the living room there. And there's a door over there. I said, that guy beside me said, did you hear that? I said, yeah. I said, I started again. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. When I said that, I heard something going on behind there. Sounded like they were beating the wall in. Something was beating that wall in. And I said, well, let's keep reading against principality, get to darkness. And all of a sudden, a woman came out of that door there, looked like a cat, looked like a black panther or something, like that. And her eyes was going like this.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.